Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous people out there that I love so much. I'm still home. I have a lot of fun, you know, telling you where I'm at every Sunday, because I'm in a lot of places. So life is good. I hope it is for you too. Lots of fun with my grandson and lots of wonderful events going on. Last night I attended the Mercy for Animals event, an organization which has been champions for all kinds of animals all over the world. Happy to be a part of that. It was a really beautiful night. We raised a lot of money. I felt like I gave back. Got to sit with one of my daughters from Just Add Magic, Miss Aubrey, and we just had a really great time. So I hope your weekend is going well. Also, if it's not, who gets to choose that? Just saying. Okay, this next Wednesday is the politics webinar. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to see what comes in on this one with your questions. As you know, you can sign up for it at imdwallace.com. And I want to remind you of two of the statements the channel has already given us, which I do every morning and every night. All injustice is brought to justice now, and I am the United States of America who loves herself. Or if you're in another country, please use your country. Creation Station is now three-fourths booked. We're almost there. This will be the last training, three-day training that I do. So if you are so called to it, and of course, you know, if you need to work out payments or something, we're always available to do that with you. So if you're called, follow it. And the thing that the channel wanted to talk about today is happiness. And the first core belief they took me to is I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. I just did a big program for John Burgos on health and wellness. And in the private email readings, this is one of the more predominant core beliefs that come up for everybody. And that makes sense. If you don't believe that you're supposed to be here and you don't belong, it has to affect your mental and therefore also your physical health. So, of course, the positive of that is I'm supposed to be here. I chose to be here. I belong being here. And I am choosing, directing, and allowing the whole world responds to me because I know I'm supposed to be here. I got things to do, don't you know? Then it took me around happiness to 49. I cannot create with other energy, but they changed those words to I cannot create with my energy. Guys, that is the only energy you can create with. Everything that you create starts within you first. And the last one is the belief that we're stuck. So I want to remind you, whatever you say that can be put into an I am statement is a direction to your energy. So if you keep telling yourself, me, others, the universe, that you are stuck, as you believe, it's delivered to you. If you can get that rule and mine your beliefs, you're well on your way to shifting your life. Okay? We're going to balance everybody, so everybody do this with me. We direct and allow our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We direct and allow our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We direct and allow our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Everybody's balanced. Good job. Anybody switch? We're getting the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. All right. We're going to the calls. Cheryl in Texas, you're beyond.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi, honey. I was wondering if the channel had any feedback for me on all the creation work I'm doing on bringing in my partner.
There's one thing.
Okay.
One thing you still need to get into alignment sheets.
Okay.
Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
I believe I can fly.
Okay. When I say you do, it goes to no.
Mm-hmm.
In relationships, there is a belief that a relationship will hold you down.
Is that, in general relationships, I believe that, but not with my partner coming in. Does it mean
that
him too? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
You've
heard the phrase, as you do anything, you do everything. So.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you what I'm getting,
yeah,
Cheryl.
Yeah, no.
I got you.
I'm looking for a nuance. Yeah, because, like yesterday, a fellow board member was on a call with me and thought she disconnected and didn't, and I heard her just talking trash to me to all these other new board members. I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's her. You know, and I just left it. I didn't, let it affect me. So it's like I don't so much have any expectations from other humans, but I also don't let them bring me down. But then with this guy, I don't think he would do anything like that. So that's why I'm a little bit confused and looking for a nuance.
Okay, you don't think he would, and you're in fear that he might. So
I feel right. Okay.
Look at all your old, it doesn't have anything to do with him.
Yeah, I just really thought I'd work through all my trust issues.
Well,
and I'm like so excited about being in a relationship with him.
And you almost have. There's
okay.
Just this little last bit of, yeah, this is the history I have. Okay.
Hmm.
So your history doesn't apply unless you allow it to what
right.
You create now.
Okay.
So don't make a big deal, but go, wow, good.
Yeah.
That's a good piece of information.
Absolutely.
And I trust this guy. I trust me.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I want in a relationship, and that's what I'm creating.
Okay.
And allowing. Allowing is the highest word. Remember.
So do they see me with a partner?
Do you see you with a partner?
Yes.
Okay. They only see what you see.
Mm.
They only match what you create. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
They, he, she, it, whatever your term is for the force that creates with you, can't do anything till you get clear and free and open in your creation. And you're there, Cheryl.
Yeah.
You're there. No,
I'll continue to trust.
Say I'm there.
Okay.
And go with
thank
your
you,
gut.
You.
Yep,
thank
you bet.
You. Love you. Okay, bye.
I love you too. Susan, you're on in Niagara Falls.
Oh, hi. Yes. I wanted to find out, my son has decided he might want to move back in.
No.
No. I know.
Well, if you know, why did you ask?
Well, I knew that you would say that.
No, I'm not saying anything, Susan.
Oh, the,
I'm telling
channel.
You, the channel is saying for your highest good, no.
Yes. I agree.
It is time
I agree.
For you to allow him to create himself. And he
yes.
brings in friction into your life.
That's
you know
true.
That, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Yes. Because
so if you love yourself, why do you want to create more friction again?
I don't.
Okay,
I
then
don't.
That's
I,
your answer.
I believe that he's going to have to be on his own and just,
yeah.
you know, take care of himself. Yeah, because, yeah, he's struggling now and he wants to help again. So I'm like, no.
But you see, this is a pattern. Love
yeah.
him, support him energetically, even be his cheerleader, and don't let him consume your life again. That's your answer. Okay, baby?
Thank you. Love
yep.
you.
I love you too, babe. I love you all. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I just wanted some clarity about something that happened on Monday. My friend and I, we were in the park on our break from work, and a presumably unhoused person who is having a mental health episode basically started, like, harassing us and coming after us and then, like, chasing us, and it was kind of scary, and I just didn't know if there was anything to know about that or just, like, shrug it off and move on. That's how it goes sometimes, or?
Well, it's about you and your friend.
Yeah.
You guys want to help people. That's one of your driving forces. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you say, I am the God of me who wants and needs to help people, you are going to attract people who need help. Did he
okay.
target you because you're Iris? Not at all.
Did he target my friend?
He just, it's like two puzzle pieces. You guys put out, hi, we love to help people. And he goes, oh, my God, I need it. I need help. And the two puzzle pieces fit then.
Okay.
So let's get clear about what you want. You want to help people and serve people who are, that's the highest word, that's a word, cognizant of how they can get better in their lives. This person wasn't.
No, it was not a safe situation. No.
Well, it's also a situation, even on a higher perspective of what we're talking about, that couldn't be helped. Now, if you had called the homeless society or whomever could help these people, maybe they could have gotten some help. But you couldn't help the Myrus.
Well, definitely not in that moment, no.
Well, but you're asking why it happened. It happened for you to get clear about who you can help.
Yeah, okay.
And who you can serve.
Is there any way I can support my friend? Because I think she's taking it pretty hard.
Well, yeah, share this conversation with her. Obviously, you and I both love to help and serve people.
Yeah.
So this guy showed up, but this is not the kind of guy we can help and serve.
No, not in that moment for sure. Not enough, no. Not like that.
Okay.
Not those kind of interactions, no.
And not the kind of interaction you want to bring into your life. So you have to shape the belief and the clarity of exactly what you want. So help her get clear that if you're going to attract, if we're going to attract people we can help and serve, then the universe is more clear and these situations won't be magnetized to us. However you can say that she can understand. Okay?
Okay.
Is there anything higher, any higher understanding? No. All righty?
Okay. Thank you, Dee. Thank you so much.
Yep. You know, guys, we are kind of taught that if we can't do the impossible, we're not doing everything we can do. And again, I say to you, you must take care of yourself first and then share that abundance within yourself with others. You've got to see to yourself first. Otherwise, you deplete yourself and nobody wins. Why is this not working? Okay, this is weird. Johanna, I'm trying to get you on. There you go. Okay. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, thanks so much for that wonderful webinar on Wednesday. It really did something for me. I can't even explain it, but energetically, especially that woman, Julie, that you were helping.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've been there. You know, that's like, it was so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
It was so beautiful being that webinar. Thank you.
Thank you. She's talking about the webinar I did with John Burgos. And
it was
thank
great.
You. Yeah. She, you know, and I didn't think we were going to have time to get to her, and that's why I had to speak up, because the channel was just like, go to her, go to her, go to her, and you can see why after we did work with her. So,
well, that was the other thing that was so powerful, is that you knew that, and she was like the most important person on the call to me, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, good. I'm glad you got something out of it. What can I do for you?
What you can do for me is I have two things. I really want to stop trying to fix myself is one. And the other one is I have this case now. The attorney hasn't accepted it yet. I believe he will. I answered some questions for him this week. And I'm just wondering, there are a variety of different doctors that I need to, it's recommended that I see. And I know the gastroenterologist and the ENT is related to the injury is important, the experience is important. But I just don't know about doing this
Johanna,
program.
What's your question?
My question is, what doctors do I need to see to best support my case? Do I need to see a psychiatrist, a trauma therapist,
Basically, what the channel's saying is you need to see anyone that is going to support your case. The more people that support your case, the more chance you have of winning.
Okay, so I feel like I'm going to win. I felt like that the whole time. I'm supposed to start this TMS thing for my brain for depression, and I want to know that it's the right thing to do.
Well, that's not the right question.
Okay.
It's true that it would help you with depression.
Okay.
It's also true that you can help yourself with the depression.
Right. Okay.
See, the channel is saying you don't even know what you're depressed about.
I don't.
Okay. Well, why don't we start there?
So start there.
Sheets,
yeah.
Book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Pretty Woman.
Okay. That's funny because it ties into the very first thing that you said, I'm tired of fixing myself.
Yes.
So you're caught between using the Pretty Woman analogy. You're caught between being a hooker and
yes.
being a beautiful woman who's loved.
Yes, I am.
Okay, guys, if you say, I am a person who needs to be fixed, you always have to have something to fix.
Right. Well, and the whole thing I have for decades thought I was not fixed enough to have a beautiful to be a beautiful woman that someone would love. Oh, I have to fix this. Oh, I have to fix
yeah.
that. Oh, I don't have this.
Well,
so that's definitely
that's what
and a bigger part of the picture that I have been thinking about.
That's, well, yes, and if you don't, you guys know this, if you don't address the energetic cause, the physical and mental causes, you can make them better, you can't ever heal them. You've got to get to the root cause of energetically. So it's all about the perception that you see yourself with, Johanna. See yourself as.
I'm depressed.
Are you a pretty
because
woman
I see
or not?
As needing to be. Yeah, I am, for sure. But
yeah, but it goes to no, see.
Okay.
You're saying the words, but little girl Johanna, your little girl, still thinks you need to be fixed, and I get my big yes. So what's the highest thing she needs to fix herself? Sheets, book, song, movie. We're going to a play. We're going to South Pacific, and we're going to, I got to wash that man right out of my hair. So again, you're all focused on what you need to get rid of instead of focusing on the joyful creation of who you choose to be. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yes, ma'am. Okay?
So I don't have to figure out who I need to wash out of my hair.
No, it's you.
Okay.
It's the old you that doesn't think you're enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not healthy enough. I'm not wanted enough.
I'm not fixed yet. Okay.
Yeah. I'm there. I'm complete. I'm whole. I love who I am. match that up with your love place. Just try it for consistently for 2 days and see what that does to the depression. The channel's saying
okay.
2 days is enough. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Tim in New York, you're on.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm working on creating some great new things. Still at times, the anxiety and fear of just the unknown is keeping me from moving forward, you know. So I'm working on
the anxiety and fear about what?
Just putting myself out there and not knowing exactly
okay.
what I'm going to do for a new job. But I need to
well, you got to know what you want. That's the first thing. Guys, you cannot create without being clear what you want to create. Now, that doesn't mean you have to say, I'm going to be a machinist and nothing else. But it does mean that you sit down and you write out every attribute you want in a job. Everything. The money, the balance, the time, whether you want to be in service, whether you want to work with people, you want to work alone. Get clear about what you want, Tim, because you're not right now. And
okay.
if you're not clear, you cannot create what you want. That's like asking a kid, what do you want for Christmas? And they say, I don't know. That's what you're doing with the universe when you're saying, I want something, but I'm not clear what I want. The universe doesn't know how to play that game. So it just waits. And there's
okay.
one core belief here. Hold on. This page here. I'm scared to death to be here. And here is, I'm scared to death to be here creating my own life powerfully, getting everything I want. And you're scared to death to be here because you're afraid somebody's going to take it away. And we're going to your dad. He's the key into that. Was your dad there for you or not?
He most certainly was not.
Okay. So our moms and our dads are our first gods, guys. If they're not there for us, our little brains that are locked in by 8 years old going, oh, yeah, the person who helps me, guides me, makes money for the family, so he's not there for me. He's not going to come through, which represents every boss you're going to want, right?
Right.
Okay. That's where you want to start, Tim. Write down
sounds
everything,
good.
Everything, and then connect it with love and excitement. All right? All right, baby? Oh, well, I guess he got his message and left. Okay. All righty then. Oh, my God. You sometimes pretty funny. Jean-Marie in Massachusetts. You're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby cakes.
How are you? How's your little grandson? Is he better?
Oh, yeah. He's all well and happy and, yeah. Slept
good,
all
you.
Through the night last night. Thank you for asking, Jean-Marie.
I remember from last week you said he had a virus.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, yeah, we sent him love and light. I'm hoping that the question I ask will help everybody. So I'll try to make it as general. But I have three specific questions that all relate to money and energy. First, I found a car. Second, creation station. And third, there's a potential job. And when I go to move on any of them, I get a very panic-stricken thing. So what I'm hoping to ask the channel is, Is the car the right car to go ahead and buy? Is, you know, I want to go.
All right, guys, again, there is no right or wrong car. There is no right or wrong house. There is, what do you think? How do you see it, Jean-Marie? I want to know how you see it. The universe wants to know how you see it. So how do you see it?
I see it as a car. It's not exactly, I wrote down exactly what I wanted. You know, I wanted a white car. This one's darker gray. That doesn't make me as happy as a white car does. It appears from the Carfax to be sound, but it's at the 100,000 miles, so it will need money put into it because it needs 100,000 maintenance.
Okay, so why do you want to get? Why do you want to get a car that you know you're going to have to put money into and take care of?
Yeah, so that's, I decided not to buy it. So I just want to make sure, like, I'm not, that's exactly what you just said. I said to myself, why do you want to buy a car that you have to put money into?
And
but
that's
no.
What you really called about, because it's a really, what you're calling about is self-doubt.
Right, that's what I was trying to get to. It's like, how
okay.
do you get through that?
Well, one thing you all can do is direct your horror lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point as many times a day as you feel like you go in and out of doubt. And then go to your heart. Sweetheart, we talked about this in your private. You want to go to your monkey mind, Jean-Marie. If you are called to Creation Station, you know, and everybody on this call knows, that I will work out payment plans with you if you are called to come. That's the first thing you have to ask yourselves. Am I called to go from my heart? Not because, oh my God, this is the last one Dee's going to do. Am I called from my heart to go have the experience and get the new information that always comes in during Creation Station? So do you or do you not? What?
I felt before you even, when you first announced it, before you said it was the last one, I felt like that was a yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You. Are you checking the thingy? Is it agreeing with that, or am I just, like, monkey-minding that?
No. Look, guys, okay, Jean-Marie, you wouldn't have asked if you didn't already know you wanted to come.
I do want to
so
come. And then
you know what you want. You know what you want. Hold on. You
mm-hmm.
know what you want, and then you say, yeah, but, and then you go to your monkey mind. Your heart goes, yes, this is what I want. And then you go to your monkey minds and go, yeah, but, and start listing all the reasons that you should doubt what you know you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So the answer to all the things you're asking about is the same thing. Go to your heart. You know there's a better car out there, and you have to know it's all possible, guys. If there's any kind of belief that goes, yeah, but I don't see how it's possible, you're stopping yourself before your creation takes place. Right? That's your answer. You get up, today I know, and I am clear. I'm going to my heart. I'm going to my love place. What do I want? All right. I got that answer. I'm committed to it. I'm making it happen.
Okay. Last thing was that job. I think
well,
I found
what do you know about the job? Go down to your heart. Is it a match for what you want? Yeah,
I think
your heart.
So, but I'm frightened.
No, Yes, which is exactly what the channel just worked you through. You knew. So what is it that you know? What's the answer? Before the fear comes in, what's the answer?
Come on. Give it a try.
Yeah.
Apply for it. What?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what you want to do. So
it
every
sounds
time,
like it might be fun.
Every time the doubt comes up, go, no, I know, I'm clear, and it's possible. Let's go. I know,
okay.
I'm clear, and it's possible. Let's go. And then your masculine energy can come in with its power and help create what the feminine energy has told you clearly that you want to go toward.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, that helped everybody, sweetheart. Thank you. Helped me. You know, the more I teach, the clearer I get. Gina in California, you're on.
Oh, Dee.
What?
I didn't expect it. Oh, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here. I want to know what the connection is between my sinus congestion and not trusting that I can manifest the money I want and need. And it, maybe there's not a connection.
I don't get there is.
Okay. Well, that's reassuring.
And they would like you to breathe in your creative power.
Mm.
Do you understand? Remember when Christ said, I am the way, the truth,
mm-hmm.
the life, and the light?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was teaching us what to claim for ourselves. And man has taken it and gone, okay, well, he's the one, the only one who's the way, the truth, the life, and the light. No. Christ was teaching us the I am principle. Look at me. Do you see what I claim? Do you see how powerful I am? You too are this powerful. You too can create miracles. But not if we don't accept it. That's really the highest thing that's going on with you, Gina. When I say
okay.
you believe you can create money, I get a no.
I know. So that's what, yeah, I know. This is what, I'm looking at a May that doesn't have a lot in it, and I just came back from a really great executive retreat that I facilitated. So there's, I know I'm good at what I do. It's just when there's a big void in space, it freaks me out.
Well,
I get nervous.
Sometimes that void in space is time to create.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You know, you have to have a balance. Creation, balance, creation, balance, creation, balance.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah,
so
right.
The channel, and this is for a lot of you, when you see creating money, you see it out there.
Yeah.
Okay, I need a job
totally.
That creates money. I need somebody to bring me an opportunity. You know, I need somebody to hire me. Again, guys, and we're really going to focus on the experience of this in Creation Station. It has to start within you first. I am the creation of money. And when you're the creation of money, you can win it. You can work for it. Somebody can give it to you. You don't give a rat's you know what. You just want the universe to match I am the creation of money. But
yeah.
they can't match anything that you're not in harmony with, Gina.
So what's
so
in the way.
So love money.
Okay.
And love
I feel
your
like I've
own.
Been doing that.
Yes, you have. And you've got these old stories that
mm-hmm.
you are balancing out.
Okay, good.
Okay? It's like
that's reassuring.
You,
thank you.
You know, you've heard that so often, right before the manifestation presents itself, a person goes, oh, shit, this doesn't work. It's true. I work with it all the time. Instead
yeah.
of, I don't care if it's going to take another month. I am the way, the truth, the life, and the light. I am the creation of me. I create money. I love it. I've already got it. And now, universe, bring me the experience. But I've already created it within me. I'm not waiting. I'm creating. Okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. Really
great.
You bet,
baby. And by the way, the first thing I thought when I heard you was you sound a lot clearer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want you to look at the metaphor of that.
Yeah.
The clearer Gina gets, the clearer Schnoz gets. Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Yep, you bet. My God, that thank you, your voice sounded totally different. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Yes, hi. I was screaming at your channel and your guides to call my name.
Well, you did some good creating. What's your question, babe?
Well, it's a question and a win. Yesterday, I've been watching a lot of these Disney movies lately, and they're all about true love's kiss, and I'm like, oh, brother, true love's kiss, love, who, oh, pooey. And I've been having all these self-hatred thoughts, like I felt possessed. Wait, just listen, Dee, just listen. And I felt like I was possessed, so I went to the mirror in my bathroom, and I said, I've got to break this spell. And I actually kissed me in the mirror, my lips,
beautiful.
My lips in the mirror. And it was like, what? True love's kiss, me kissing me.
That's right, self-love,
and
baby.
I did it 3 times just to, like, secure the spell, the new spell in. And it's like, where'd the hatred go, you know?
Yes, I do. Because when you love yourself, there's no room for the doubt, the self-hatred, the questioning, blah, 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 blah.
Well, the doubt can be reworded as not certain and moving more into more certainty. I hate that word doubt. That's a big mind.
Well, yeah, but if you don't know, you're in doubt, Nancy, whether it's 90% or only 10%. So get up every day and say, I am certain. I know, and I'm clear, and I'm certain. Good.
Should I do the Sun Center Studio movie kind of thing here in Pennsylvania? Should I get involved in those
Nancy,
improv kind of movies or YouTube things?
Go to your heart.
Yes, my heart says yes.
Okay, then do it. You see, you guys get really clear direction and answers, and then you go, oh, wait, but.
Well, like you say,
maybe
the
I should.
Mind comes in.
Yeah, well, now you know exactly how that works. You know how to get back to your heart. You know how to get back to the self-kiss, and you stay conscious enough to choose that. Okay?
Kiss, kiss, kiss. Keep it simple,
that's right.
Sweetheart.
I love that. You bet, baby. Thank you. All right. I think we've got time for one more. Rosemary, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
So everything that you have said has totally helped me, because I was going to ask about happiness and a job, all kinds of stuff. So what I really need to know is, what does a channel have for me?
You need a specific question, Rosemary.
I do? Okay.
Yep.
So I was, this morning, I was thinking about energy. And I've always felt, well, lately I've been feeling like I need the energy of others to help me get the job I want. And this morning I decided I really don't. And that's
okay.
When...
you do and you don't. So this is the way it works, guys. Your job is to get very clear around the job you want. When I say you are, it goes right to no. So that's the first thing you do when you get off. You write down everything you
yes.
want in this job. And then I want you to sit there and look at that sheet of paper and go, okay, I'm the creation of this.
Yes.
Everything on this page, let me go to my love place. It feels like love. Let me live here. All right, universe. Now you can come in and create this with me. But within me, it is already done. So bring it into physical manifestation now. And within me, it is already completed and created. And it feels mm-hmm. like love. That's your job, guys.
And that's what I will do as soon as we hang up.
And when the universe brings you opportunities, you say yes.
Yes.
Okay?
Got it.
All right. I hope we all got this today. Today's show was all about I am the way. I am the way. How I create me and love me and create what I want within me is the way of my creation. And then all energy comes in to support me and create with me. And that, my beautiful people, is how it works. All right, let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. Woohoo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.